State football. Basketball, excuse me. Big game tomorrow.
You know, he could play football, I bet.
He'd be massive out there. 6'10".
Yeah, I think he'd make a heck of an end.
Pads. Make Calvin Johnson look small. Three in the backfield. Dubes, Diaz, and Katie. And it's off to Katie. Has the first down to the 40, down to the 45. He has nothing but in front of him. He's down to the 10. Touchdown, Lakers! Dustin Katie rumbles in from the 46-yard line for the score. And we have ourselves a one-point game. It's Lakers 6, Bath 7, as the handoff to Dustin Katie. He's touched maybe once, maybe twice, and three times the lady.
If you get talking about Dubes and Diaz. Diaz getting on a little roll. They start keying on him. They just switch it over to Katie, and he did not miss his mark. A big hole he could drive a bus through and didn't miss.
And a big bus at that, even maybe the charter bus that Bath brought up here for this game. Lakers going for the two-point conversion. And going with the strong eye. And it's a handoff to Dubes, and he's caught in the backfield by a ton of silver helmets. And the two-point conversion is no good. And you're tuned to WLEW Sports. It's Bath 7, Lakers 6.
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly, though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie-cutter compatible, and if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game is done.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports, where Lakers breaks down for a 46-yard rumble from Dustin Katie, and now makes it a one-point game after the two-point conversion was no good. It is Bath 7, Lakers 6, and Wes Trowbridge is going to be kicking off here for the green and white, left to right across your radio, in a wet and soggy week one of the postseason. As the kick, another scoop kick down to the 34-yard line, picked up by Casey Kessler, and he's across the 40 out to the 43. It's going to be a 12-yard return at the 42, according to the spot. And first and 10 for the Bath visiting team here. First and 10, right to left across your radio.
And Terrence Dubes makes his fourth tackle of the evening already for Lakers.
And Bath comes out of the huddle on the dead ball situation. Otherwise, they go on a no-huddle hurry-up offense. Receiver wide each way, Ellsworth and Allen. Now Richardson in motion. It's a sweep out to the right. He's across the line of scrimmage, met there by a few Lakers secondary, maybe a gain of one on the far sideline. A good step up on defense results only in a one-yard gain for Bath, second and 9.
Diaz from that defensive back position comes up to stop the run.
7-6, Bath leads over Lakers with less than 3 to play in the first quarter. Second and 9 now. Receiver wide each way, slot receivers as well. It's a reverse coming around the left end across midfield.
Ball came out at the end.
Ball came out at the very end. Some of the Lakers sidelines say they have it. No word from the officials. And it appears to be Bath ball at the 49-yard line. Didn't even see the ball carrier on that one. That was Leslie Payne, number 3.
Terrence Dubes making the stop for Lakers.
Now 3rd and 2 after a 7-yard gain. The last one, it's a quarterback keeper. And he dives across to about the 47.5-yard line. Very close to the first down marker. It's all going to depend on the spot. And the referee Charles Sherman says first down. Moffitt on the quarterback keeper there, right through the middle, as Lakers really wasn't even set, and they said, hey, let's go.
Right, that's the advantage to the quarterback. You see a lot of teams running no-huddle offenses simply to try and catch defense off guard.
First and 10 at the Laker 47-yard line, Moffitt under center. And now we have flags from the backfield. It's going to be a false start against Bath. One is saying a offsides against Lakers. Depends on what side of the field you are, apparently. And it's a false start against Bath, so this pushes them back 5 yards. Another first and 15 now. That's the second of the night for the Fighting Bees for a total of 10 penalty yards. First and 15 now for the Bath inside their own territory again, straddling the midfield.
At least for Bath, it's first down. They have 3 plays to get all that back.
1:55 left in the first quarter. Bath 7, Lakers 6. As the clock starts back up, and it's a keeper on the option out to the end, and they actually...
Bad pitch.
There's a bad pitch, and it's a fumbled ball on the far sideline. Not sure if it went out of bounds or not before Lakers was able to get a hold of it. And it appears it went out of bounds. And it's going to retain a Bath possession. However, a loss from the 47 back to the 44. A loss of 3 goes to the credit of Moffitt on that one.
Steve Kozinski would be the nearest defender in the area for Lakers.
Second and 18 now.
Here's where that penalty, Clark, stands out to be huge.
Second and 18 instead of a second and, well, you could have been 13 or more. Richard in motion, and they're looking past. Moffitt stays in the pocket, has one going down the sideline. Number 7,
wow, what a
brings
catch.
It in. Cam Ellsworth at the 24-yard line brings in the pass on the far sideline. First and 10 for the Bath Fighting Bees.
Wow, what a catch. The throw was thrown to the sideline, so the receiver, Ellsworth, looked back at the ball and had to make a full circle. He caught it on his back shoulder. An excellent concentration to haul in that deep pass.
A 33-yard pass to Ellsworth, and now Moffitt on the quarterback keeper goes right through the middle as the line breaks down across the 20-yard line down to the 19. A 5-yard gain. Second and 5 to go for Bath. A minute 20 left in the first quarter. Reese and Montrose Hill McCloy tied at 7 apiece in the first quarter. Sag Novell leads Marlette 14-0. Our reach last we heard 20-0 over Oakland Christian. And it's a handoff through the middle. We have a flag flying at the 15-yard line. The ball carrier, number 3, Payne, gets all the way inside to the 8-yard line from the 19. However, more than likely this is going to be coming back, whether it's a hold or a block in the back against Bath. Flag lies at the 17-yard line. It's a hold against Bath. So this would be a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, which is at the 17. And don't even look at that last play. Didn't even happen. So that Payne run, which would have resulted in a first and goal, now is going to be a second in a whole bunch. So now it's about a second and 14 situation back at the 27, 28-yard line. And it's repeat second down. 1:02 left in the first quarter. As you're listening to WLW Sports, Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen with your call tonight. And week number 1 of the postseason, Bath leading Lakers 7-6. Receivers wide each way. Moffitt on the option, trying to go around the outside, and Lakers jumps out of their tackle. Number 57, Taylor Fail, the junior, breaks free and brings him down for a loss of a yard. Actually, number 66, Brandon Crone, on the tackle as well. And now it's going to be a third and 14 yards to go.
Yeah, I credit the entire Laker defense is catching on to this option offense, which is crucial because it really only has 3 options, not counting the pass plays.
And now it's a handoff to Ryan Dress, the fullback, rumbling down to the 20-yard line. It's going to be a gain